Good evening, this is Christian Matthews, bringing you a special encore presentation of the KWWT 1989 Christmas Show. Recorded at the home of Jeannie Whalen and Kathy McLaughlin in the Southern California town of Fullerton, December 23rd, 1989. A large number of our Sheep Group friends were there that evening, introducing some unusual Christmas records and making up some Christmas songs of our own. The chaos was guided along by myself and my longtime cohort, Danny Hess. Together, he and I made up this fictional radio station, KWWT, back in the mid-70s when we were just kids. Tonight's presentation comes to you largely unedited. It's about 2.5 hours long total and will be divided into 3 segments. Now, without further ado, let's join the festivities.
What? Oh, we're rolling.
It's the 1989 Christmas special. KWWT Christmas show at Jeannie and Kathy's house with everybody in attendance. We have Tina, Ken, in order of appearance. Mike, Rob, Aaron, Stephen Burpo, Dean, Ron, Linda, Ken, and Danny. Harold, Jeannie, Lillian, Cheryl, April, Jeff, John, Paul, and me.
And Joan Embry.
Right on time.
Time, and there's just too many people here to accommodate some of you with your very, very, very favorite Christmas songs and sentiments. I really hope you enjoy yourself here. My first guest is Paul Sador. Well, Paul, we haven't seen you. We haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a number of years since I've been to a Christmas show.
I guess it has been a while. And
these Christmas shows are quite fun.
What have you been up to?
Well, you know, I've been just sitting around, and you know, I sit around sometimes, and it's fun.
Here's Mike.
Here's our friend Mike.
Hi, Mike. Well, we haven't seen you in a while, Mike. What have you been up to, Mike?
Oh, not much.
Oh, it's over now.
Well, that was a great song.
That was Lester Lanning. Okay, what's next?
Everyone has got an official duty tonight to announce songs, okay? And we're just going to go by one. And if anybody's microphone shy, that's just too bad.
Fucking bad!
Ah, Davos!
I'm looking for my drink.
Talking well, this is 1989, and we're entering 1990, a new decade. A new decade, 1990.
Ken,
what do you think about the decade that's coming up here?
The 90s to come.
You know, get up there and have that Coca-Cola.
I don't know. What 80s? What 80s?
Go, Steve, go!
That's a blast from the past.
Okay, now to introduce our next song here is Rob.
Who is it? Rob's gonna introduce the song, and here's the song.
Rob.
Don't grab.
Hey, Santa!
The song is Hey, Santa.
Only gloves, only when it's full.
Yeah!
I don't even know what it is.
Where's my drink?
No, start again.
Where's my drink?
Get it right, or you're fired.
The shape of things to come.
He's the guy who's...
Yes, Thomas!
from Caesar's Palace, Steve Wurz. Steve Wurz has entered the building.
He's the reluctant dragon. Good, Steve.
Go, Steve. Doodle-wah, doodle-wah, doodle-wah.
Goddammit, goddammit, goddammit.
Doodle-wah, doodle-wah, doodle-wah.
Goddammit, goddammit. Doodle-wah, right on, yeah.
Hey, Tim Burple is the real Santa Claus human type. Here's Harold Harrison.
What am I gonna do?
This one.
Harold.
Song number one on a very classic LP.
Does it ring any bells? How about Jingle Bells?
Put the single on. Okay, you guys.
Dr. Hess.
Okay.
Dr. Hess, my guitar is sick.
Thank you very much, Steve. Next is a song by... Oh, I got everybody's attention. This is great.
Is this on 45? I have a question. Very important. Is this on 45?
Yes, it is. Okay. This is by the man that is rock and roll, people.
Who? Leonard Maltin.
No, not Leonard Maltin. So you got to turn it really, really, really loud, okay?
Very loud.
Here's Keith with Run Rudolph Run.
That boy Keith,
play it now, Chris.
Yeah.
Go Chris Matthews, go Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews, go Chris Matthews. That's Lillian playing her car keys.
On the bones.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it. Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Ryan Bears in town!
Paul Sador and John.
This is pertinent. Introduce the next song.
Okay, there's this show, this great show on TV that's like all these animated clay characters, and there's this island that they go to where all the toys are these toys where no kids want them. And there's the kid on there, he goes, I just want to be a dentist. I just want to be a dentist.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
So,
oh, do the Misfit song. That's my favorite.
Well, that's the song.
Thank you. I put it on. Oh. I'm not doing my job.
That's your cue.
John's not okay. Union.
So this is the little tale at which they pontificate.
I hope it's right, Greg.
Number 4. This is from the original soundtrack recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Look, everybody. Look, here's the picture. Look. Oh. Isn't that neat?
Ooh, here's little burl eyes.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Gilly. Don't go around willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. The rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. I'm a dear old reindeer. Why do I fit in? Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
That did not have a Christmas message. We decided that song was not even Christmassy.
Right on cramps. Who wants dumb shit?
We picked the wrong song.
Yeah.
Let's pick another one, Dan.
Right on that one.
I think it's just as Christmassy as pie.
No, we have to wait till the end of the show for that one.
You guys make a decision.
The guy play one by a burl.
Jolly Christmas.
I've made a decision.
Right on,
Crab.
And I forgot it. Go, Crab, darling.
He's gotta find it now.
I'm running the show. My show.
It's the wrong song.
It's my show, and I'm running the show. I'm gonna say everything. But Paul. Paul. We need you.
No, you gotta do an impression of Paul because it's your show.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan.
What have you been doing all year, Paul?
Well,
Well, you know, I've been just sitting around.
Paul.
I'm getting the record right now.
Paul. So, like, what you been, like, up to?
Well, you know, I've just been sitting around. You know, just sitting around.
So like, okay. You just been like,
we've had a volunteer. Somebody requested a song, and that takes precedence.
Okay, we have a request here, and the request is
Rob's got it. Rob's got it.
Yeah, wait.
They want to ask.
Chris, can I be vice president?
Be a request.
I want a cut of that.
What is this request? Stephen Burpo wants to be vice president, and I think that he should be. Personally. Vice president Stephen Burpo.
We've had a request for the monkeys.
Do you remember the first Christmas that you woke up with a hangover? Tell us about it, Paul.
He can't remember any of his Christmases, Danny.
This is called filling in dead air.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay, the next song is
dead air.
What's the name of it? Oh,
it's the cue card.
No, Robbie boy.
It's Christmas is my time of beer by the monkeys.
That's right, Deadhead.
By the monkeys.
Why don't you tell a little bit about it, Rob?
Jerry, it's a record, Jerry. And the monkeys did it. I got it before Chris.
I think that's all we need to
go
know.
Grip. Yeah. Go grip! Go grip!
How do you like it so far? It's the digital sampled version.
Is it a dance mix? It's for people with no sense of what's happening.
This is Mickey.
It's Mickey Dolenz. Did you know that Mickey Dolenz was on a TV show?
Hello,
Mike,
Davey
he
Jones,
was in a show
brother of Mike Nelson.
Long before the show Monkeys came on. He was in a show.
Hey.
This is my time of year.
Danny, is this Menudo?
Everybody wells with the cheer. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lillian.
That was Danny Hess doing his impressions of the monkeys.
All by himself.
I was doing my impressions of the Dave Clark Five.
Or whoever.
They all look alike to me.
What?
What's next?
Okay, here's Jeff.
What's next?
Everybody, this is Jeff.
It's skating.
What?
Okay, Jeff's going to play a Christmas song for us.
That is the real flute from Pep and
Jeff's playing.
Quiet. Shut up.
Have a Renaissance Christmas.
Name a song. I need a request.
Charlie.
You got it.
Oh, holy.
Oh, play
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
Slayer, man.
My, that's good.
Oh, Christmas time is here.
I'll have it at my party.
Yeah!
All right!
You know, instead of Mozart's magic flute,
now what's next?
I saw him.
We're listening to Vince Guaraldi. Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Chris is going to play Skate Team.
With Charlie Brown!
So, Harold, what was the biggest Christmas present you ever got when you were a child?
Oh, that'd be up to
the biggest Christmas present.
Yes, the
I
one that you
got.
Went, my, that's big. The one that you said, my, that's big.
My mother gave me Rhode Island, but I had you to know, take it back.
No, why? He's lying. It's not true. What is the big that you went, wow, it's big, and I'll open it?
That's a rather personal question.
I don't.
I got a van.
You got a van for Christmas? Jeannie got a van for Christmas. Who, how'd you get a van? How'd you get that? I wasn't asking you though. I was asking Harold.
A broken van.
Danny, what were the name of those hot wheels motorcycles?
Real dope, put them in the box.
They were motorcycles, but they had like training wheels on them. And they had this thing called Mean Mountain.
I don't remember that.
Rumblers.
Rumblers, that's right. Do you remember Farbs?
And like, the next song is going to be
the next song.
A song by Vince Guaraldi Trio. And it's a song from Charlie Brown
Christmas.
Everyone is going to know.
Christmas.
The song is called
Skating.
You're right listening on. To KWWT, your Christmas radio hall.
It's time to mellow with Vince Guaraldi on KCO Radio.
What do you want to get for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Two front teeth. Two front teeth.
All I
but Lillian, you get eight presents a year. It's not fair. She's growing out of her clothing. Okay.
Can you understand me now?
Oh.
Can you understand me now?
I can Jeannie, understand you now. Hi, Lil.
What would you like for Christmas?
I want something big.
Something big?
Bigger than the house.
Whoa. Dang.
She wants the world.
I want the world.
Oh, you
my
greedy.
Feet.
What would you do if you had the world in the palm of your hand?
Drop it.
All right, we'll talk about something else. I'm going to drop it.
Just drop it, Lillian. Just drop it.
All right. I can take a hint. So
what's
it's
going
the,
on?
Who's that?
We're deciding what we want for Christmas. What do you want?
I want front teeth.
What does Christmas mean to you, Lillian?
Christmas means to me a bunch of Christian people running around spending all their money that they don't have at the mall.
Hey,
and then,
Lily.
And then.
Hey, Lily.
Yes.
Where'd you get that Pete Townsend jumpsuit at?
I got this Pete Townsend jumpsuit at the Army Surplus Store, and it was too much money.
Well, you
in Yay. Long Beach.
On the Miracle Mile.
On the Miracle Mile.
Now, in lieu of the fact that Benny's not here, someone was
here.
Okay,
here is like,
right on Ryan! Right on Rant. Aaron's outside! You shot it to those times!
No, we're actually a bunch of retards in this room, and she's our doctor.
Hey, speak for myself.
Introduce the next song, Steve.
Okay, like here's the best badass version of Winter.
He's doing it wrong again.
Here's the best badass version of Winter Wonderland.
Get it right. Get it right.
It's like this group real.
Start again.
Take two.
Read the credits.
Who did it, Steve? Who did it?
Jimmy Iovine.
How long is it, Steve?
How long is the record?
Oh, about yeso.
Yeso. John says yeso.
Produced by the Aerosmiths and Richard Feldman.
Never
Richard
forget.
Feldman.
Why?
Annie Lennox.
But they did a good job.
It's John.
There's no better version than this.
Song.
Roll it, Crips.
And you say?
I said it goes way back. It's your third cousin on your mother's side.
That's what I thought you said.
A little volume on the subject.
Feldman Jr. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shined out through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no climb. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and holding together. So
we'll be right back.
Remix with Winter Wonderland off of their special new album called A Very Merry Christmas, which is not really a new album, but I'm very sorry, and we're just about wearing ourselves out real quick here.
This is KWWT in Fullerton, California, reaching all states, all countries, and everyone out there have some...
Hello. It's 2 days before Christmas.
Oh, this kid was kicking me! Back there!
Gene, the 90s are coming.
Hold on, crap. Bam.
The 90s.
Yes, they do call me the hardest working man in show business.
2000. Do you realize what that's going to look like? All the numbers are going to shift down. There's going to be two at the beginning and three zeros afterwards.
For God's sake, what?
That was a Christmas story.
This is Milano's Fun Fat 89.
Incredible devices. Real incredible devices.
At Christmas time.
Incredible devices.
At Christmas time.
Real incredible devices. Ho, ho, ho.
Won't you be mine?
Won't you be mine?
I sneezed.
Real incredible devices.
At Christmas time.
Thank you.
Right on. Right on. Right,
guys. Mike, what have you been doing throughout the year, and what have your blessings to be counted?
I've been doing...
How many do you have?
I've been doing nothing.
Nothing?
I have my penis manicured. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Intruder! He's entering the house!
He's gonna complain about it.
Hello!
This thing on?
Can I have your attention, please?
Oh,
everybody,
fine.
Please, mellow. Everybody, please, mellow.
I am mellow.
I said mellow!
I am! No one's introduced us.
Hey.
Up the tempo. This is a party.
Devil time.
Are you guys keeping it together or what?
Come on, up the tempo, Chris.
Man,
what do you expect of a bunch of sheep?
Do we look like Elmer's glue?
It's a sheep.
Meh.
Okay.
Sheep have not been known to be that intelligent.
To give us
We have a special guest in the studio tonight, and it's Miss Erin Homemaker, and she's gonna give us a little tip.
Are you going to show us the kitchen, mate?
Welcome to Erin's Kitchen.
Yay!
Time for least remembered holiday favorite recipe. Today's holiday favorite recipe is tuna nog. Take one large can of chunk-like tuna, star-kissed, packed in fresh water, mixed with two parts of nog, sprinkle with poinsettia leaves, and serve in your favorite iHeart Xmas mug. Yay! Tune in for tomorrow's treat, vegetarian tofu turkey treat.
And we all very much appreciate your appearance here on our show. She'll be back next year with another tip for you all.
Yes, welcome, Erin. Welcome.
Ken!
Come on, go, Ken! Up the tempo. Deep purple, up the tempo.
Okay, all right, we got a really swinging number coming up here by a couple of
up the tempo.
Hep cats.
All right, go, Grip.
They're so Orange County and happening. And
Downey,
I'm sorry. They're very soft and hip. Dig.
Hey, what's the property like in Downey?
That's lucky, because Downey is soft.
Right.
Morton Downey.
Morton,
I know his sister, Morton Salt Girl.
Right, come on.
A little faster.
Let it go.
Y'all have to guess who it is.
Mel Torme.
That was a clue.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Steve Worth.
Steve Worth is another good guess.
Mahatma Gandhi.
John Carpenter.
Right on top of
Chris Matthews.
Mahatma Carpenter.
No. This is Ned Velcro.
It's Nina Cherry.
No, his voice is too high pitched. It's Nana Mouskouri. Nana Mouskouri. I love her glasses.
And the toppings all around. And I was freaking out.
Is she Jewish? If I marry her, she will be.
Right on.
Have your thighs been the size of limbs lately?
We're gonna take a break now.
Right on.
Break it. Break it.
Yay! Yay to the person who took that record off!
That was part one of the KWWT Christmas Show, 1989.